This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us live in the studio, holding on to a ukulele, is our friend Lara Hope. Good morning, Lara. How are you?
Good morning. I am still waking up, to be totally honest, only for WKZE.
Well, I would hate for you to lie and say, I've been up for 3 hours and I just exercised, ran around the park, and now I'm here.
I laid in bed and debated just not coming. No, I'm just kidding. I would not miss this.
I know that there's a lot of jest in that, but that's how we feel. Every morning when I wake up to come in to work, I get that same feeling like, wouldn't it be nice to just sleep maybe another hour? Just one.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, that's why I became a musician, so that I could sleep late. What? No. I'm kidding. I'm really, I love KZE, love what you guys do.
Well, and, we love you, and we've loved you for years. I was first turned on to you and your music mutually playing a Keegan Al's. And
yes.
This was years ago. And we would play on Thursday nights, like you guys would play an hour, we'd come and play an hour, we'd start an hour, you'd come after us for an hour. And it was always a lot of fun. And well, in the beginning days of Keegan Al's, we helped them get their beer sold, so we did a great job for them, and it was always a pleasure for me to see you play.
Thank you so much. Shout out to Keegan Al's. Love Keegan Al's.
Yeah. So you also, besides being a troubadour, a musician, you're playing around the world, which I've been keeping tabs on you, and you've been working recently at the O Positive Festival.
I have. This is my third year, my third festival working with them. And thank you for mentioning it, because it is right around the corner. It's October 11th through 13th. It's always Indigenous Peoples Weekend. Mm. And it's huge this year, you guys.
Really?
Yeah, we've got 57 bands. We've got like tons of art activations and tons of public facing wellness workshops. We've got a literary event. We've got a comedy event. We've got a screening of the Blair Witch Project, the 25th anniversary, with members of the original cast, and a Q&A.
How cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, the O Positive Festival is an amazing event. It's filled with bands. There's a sliding scale for a fee to go and see all these incredible bands. And, well, the artists get a great benefit out of it, and they get services like a massage, acupuncture, or
dental, chiropractic.
There you go.
All sorts of stuff.
It's an amazing thing. And I've played at it and afterwards received a massage and acupuncture, both. I got a double header.
That makes me happy to hear.
Oh, man. I left after playing and after these services blissed out.
Well, Rick, I need to let you know then, in case you haven't gotten the emails, as an alum of the festival, we now have year-round care provided. And if you need any help from O Positive, just reach out to us throughout the year and we'll hook you up.
No way.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, we have a new clinic right next to Keegan Al's.
Huh. And this is what makes O Positive an amazing event, because they care about the artists that are volunteering their time. Some are getting a little bit of money, but for the most part, it's
an exchange.
Yes. And there's nothing better. And, you know, they care about the well-being of musicians and people and doctors and nurses and providers of care. So thanks for being a part of that, Lara.
Thank you so much. Yeah, come on out. Check it out, you guys. opositivefestival.org.
Yeah.
Buy donation wristbands.
Now that's in the near future. And coming up in the absolute...
the immediate future.
Yeah, is Hardscrabble Day. Now, have you ever played at a Hardscrabble Day?
Actually, once, and it was last year, but they're having us return because the weather was so crappy last year. It was pouring, raining, and the turnout was not what they expected. And they said, you know, we loved having you, and we felt bad that it rained so heavy. We'd love to have you back for an opportunity to play for a better crowd.
Well, we love that, and that's good that they honor your talent and bring you back. And, well, are you playing with a full band?
Yep, with a full band, with a four-piece.
Cool. And how long has this band been together?
Well, Lara Hope and the Arctones have been a band since 2012, but there have been, you know, lineup changes throughout the year. And the lineup we have right now is relatively new, actually. It's all people that have joined within the past year.
Now, I've seen your band throughout the years, and there's been different personnel in the bands. And, well, they've always been talented. And when you replace somebody, it's because they either moved on or had a family or something, but you always find the right replacement.
Thank you. You know, I agree, and I feel so fortunate. And some of it has been organic and been through friends of friends, and some of it has been just making a post on Facebook, and I've like, can't believe how much I've lucked out. Not to say that you don't have an audition process and weed through it, but I mean, like my current guitar player, Christian, I put a post online and I love him. You know, he's become a dear friend and he's a great guitar player and a really nice addition to the band.
Yeah, he has a lot of flavor.
Yeah.
To the band.
It's good. It's good right now. We played in Woodstock a few days ago and it felt good and we're looking forward to Saturday.
So what exotic places have you been to?
Is Colorado exotic?
Absolutely.
We were just there. We were there 2 weeks ago. I mean, honestly, it is so beautiful there.
Yeah, I'd say it's exotic.
It really was. I mean, I know the altitude is a little bit crazy, but it didn't bother me, knock on wood. And the sky is just different there. And the air is, you know, there's no humidity in the air. And the mountains, we were in near Colorado Springs, and we got to go to the Garden of the Gods, which is, you know, a beautiful park where you can drive or walk through the mountains and hike or take photos. And we played this crazy event called the Hot Rod Rock and Rumble, which is on a giant racetrack.
Wow.
And there were like thousands of hot rod cars.
Wow.
And the racetrack is surrounding where the bands are playing. So you're kind of like, you know, depending where there's multiple stages, depending where there's actually one stage that they set up above the racetrack. The cars are literally going underneath you. Wow. I'm glad I didn't play that stage. That's loud and you got to like breathe in smoke all day. But it was a very fun event.
Well, that sounds like a blast. And the whole band was out there?
Yep, we flew out there.
Cool. And we're looking forward to your appearance at Hard Scrabble Day. It's a free show, friends, so bring the whole family and come out. There's going to be great food, great beverages, cider, beer, and soft drinks, as well as the shops in Red Hook will be open. So there's additional food up and down Main Street. And Laura, what time are you playing?
We're playing last, so I believe it's 8:30.
Right on.
Cool. And I know Yard Sale's playing, I think, right before us, who I'm sure have been on KZE many times. And they're some of my good friends and my favorite band. I call them the soundtrack to my life. I've had them play like my birthday parties, my Halloween parties, my wedding. Like they're my go-to. Love those guys so much.
Yeah, same. And it's always great to be in an above ground swimming pool for the next couple of weeks at least. And then we got to shut them down. So we can still have yard sales, though, and enjoy the band. And they'll be at Hard Scrabble. We play them here at KZE, and they do frequent the station. So, Lara, you have an instrument in your hand. Describe it.
I do. I mean, it's a little bit cheaty because I won't necessarily be playing a ukulele at Hard Scrabble Day, but I figured, whatever, just give it a taste. And, you know, I like the ukulele was a pandemic hobby.
Oh.
You know, some people made sourdough bread and some people learned the ukulele. Some people did both. so, yeah, it was been fun to learn that instrument. And I like it. You can, you know, play it in your car.
Yeah, it's a portable instrument.
It's so easy. Well, and it's fun to just write on something different and hear things in a different voicing.
Yeah, it
voicing.
Has a little different tuning than a guitar. And
yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Four strings only. So you can Bugs Bunny down whenever you want.
Yeah, if you're interested, whoever's listening and, you know, playing an instrument and guitar seems a little intimidating, I encourage you to pick up ukulele. I promise. A C chord is only one finger. An A minor is only one finger. You could do it.
Before you know it, you're playing your favorite songs
exactly.
on the ukulele. So, Lara, why don't you play one for us?
All right.
Is this an original tune?
Yeah, I'll play an original. Recorded an album as a duo last year, and this was one of the songs on that. And it's
you and?
Myself and Matt.
Okay, just making sure.
And, this song is, I did some during the you know, years like 2021 and 2022, when we were stuck home a little bit more, I did some online ukulele like songwriting workshops, and there were some cool prompts that were given. And I remember this prompt was either write a song where the music sounds happy, but the lyrics are kind of sad, or vice versa. And so this is a song. It's called Honeybee's Lament, and it's about a honeybee that's feeling kind of depressed for dedicating its whole life working for the queen bee, and it's going to go out that day and it's going to sting somebody, and that's going to be the end of its life. But, you know, it's also like a metaphor for working too hard and like dedicating all of your life towards, you know, making someone else honey.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
All right, now that you got the whole explanation, so you're not just like, what the heck is she singing about?
Lara Hope, live, 98.1 KZE.
It's time to die, said the honeybee to the fly. I've lived my life in service to the queen. It's time to go, I thought that you should know. Today will be the end, my final scene. And I'm gonna sting you like you ain't been stung before. I'm gonna make you scream and cry. I'm gonna pollinate inside your brain. I'll make you wish that you would also die. I left the hive, too tired to survive. I said goodbye to my colony. It's time to go, I thought that you should know. There must be more to life than making honey. And I'm gonna sting you like you ain't been stung before. I'm gonna make you scream and cry. I'm gonna pollinate inside your brain. I'll make you wish that you'd also die.
KZE. That was kind of cool. I mean, I dug the song, but the cool part was the kazoo that was like faked.
Making a little, the bee is the bee noise. I was buzzing. We were getting buzzed at 9 a.m.
Can't go wrong as you sip your coffee for an extra buzz.
You think it's coffee. Just kidding. It is, it's definitely coffee.
I always wondered what was in those David Letterman mugs. Well, that's what you get here on the Up and Running Morning Show. Lara Hope live in the studio. She's going to be part of the Hard Scrabble Day festivities. There's music starting at 10 a.m. It wraps up at 10 p.m. Lara and the Arctones hit the stage at, as she said,
8:45 or 8:30.
Yeah, we'll go with 8:30. Get there on time or get there early. And stay all day.
Yeah, well, there's great bands all day. And like you said, vendors, food, and all sorts of fun. Yeah. Family fun for everybody.
Maybe some corn on the cob.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Who can beat that? Now, Lara, what do you got coming up in the future?
This is a busy weekend, actually. We're headed up to Oneonta, which is a place that I always have a good time at on Friday. They're having a little festival called the City of the Hills Fest.
Oh, cool.
So we're playing in a mansion on Friday, which should be fun.
Nice. On like the porch?
No, it's inside the mansion. I mean, I haven't been there. So that's the coolest thing about playing music is just like going places that you would never ever go otherwise. And I also like, you know, eating fancy food that I probably wouldn't have eaten otherwise. That's why I got into music, for the for the food and drinks.
Mm. There's always a reason. Yeah.
And actually Saturday we're double headering it because there's also the Uptown Kingston car show.
And you're playing at that?
We're playing at that too.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that should be cool.
Yeah.
Where
if you like
that?
Hot rods.
Yeah.
They're closing down North Front Street and the North Front and Wall Street. And so tons of cars and a few bands. I know the Sci-Flies, Pugsley's band, Surf Music's going to play, and Freak's Garage.
Cool.
And some DJing, and it's a free outdoor event. It's all about the outdoor community events this Saturday.
Well, right on. And we wish you nothing but the best. And you're still holding the uke. Did you want to pick up a guitar?
You know what? I think I'm going to I'll pick up a guitar.
All right. Now, don't miss Lara Hope and the Arctones full band around 8:30 on Saturday night at Hard Scrabble Day. And be on the lookout for Lara Hope and the Arctones coming to a town near you. And you can find out further information about where Lara is going to be on her website, which is titled...
which is larahope.net. It's L-A-R-A. It's not Laura. L-A-R-A-H-O-P-E.net. Mm-hmm. I should make also laranotlaura.com.
You should.
And t-shirts also.
Yeah, we definitely need t-shirts. When you get one, I want one.
I get a lot of Laura. So much.
Yeah, and sometimes the U sound will find its way into Lara.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Lara.
I'm from Long Island, so it's like Lara.
Lara.
That's, that's how my mom says it.
Lara Hope, live on 98.1. Why don't you send us off with a tune, Lara?
Yeah, okay. I'll what do you one got? More. This is a... I know it is still summer, but it's that time of year where it's like the morning is winter, the afternoon is summer, the evening is fall. We don't know how to dress, wear a lot of layers.
Got to carry a backpack filled with stuff.
For real. but I do feel like we're getting into the season where people make fires at night. I had my first fire this week.
Mm.
So this is a song. It was the last single that we put out last year. There's a music video too. And it's really a song about just spending time around a fire with, people that you care about and, using a fire as a way to socialize and connect with people.
Mm. Burn it, baby.
It's called Lara, By the Fire.
Lara Hope, live on 98.1 KZE. Thanks for being here, Lara.
Thank you so much. Always good to see you, my friend.
All right.
The world is strange, the nights are long, I feel so isolated since you've been gone. It's been so many months since I saw your face. Behind the mask will wait, I think I found a way. So come, warm your hands, warm your heart, join the band and have a seat next to me by the fire. Come, stay a while, have a laugh, share your smile. Next to me by the fire. You'll bring the chocolates, I'll bring the rest. I bought the your dancing shoes and spend the night with me. It's getting late, but who really cares what's time anymore? There's nowhere else I'd rather be. So come hold your hands, warm your heart, join the band and have a seat next to me by the
Lara Hope, 98.1 KZE, sounding beautiful, looking beautiful. Don't miss her at the Hard Scrabble Celebration of Red Hook, or the Red Hook Celebration of Hard Scrabble. Either way, it's all the same. Lara Hope and the Arctones, Yard Sale, and so much more playing for free. So come on out and enjoy your community and Lara Hope. Thanks for being here. We appreciate you being here. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE.